Anyway, where was I? Under the gas tanks, catching up on my sleep. All at once, Drover was right there beside me, jumping up and down and giving off that high-pitched squeal of his that kind of bores into your eardrums. You can't ignore him when he does that. Well, I throwed open one eye, kept the other one shut so that I could get some halfway sleep. Will you please shut up?
Hank! Oh, Hanky, it's just terrible. You wouldn't believe. Oh, my gosh, hurry and wake up. I've seen his tracks down by the creek. Get up before he escapes.
I throwed open the other eye, pushed myself up, and went nose to nose with the noisemaker. Quit hopping around. Quit making all that racket. Hold still and state your business.
Okay, Hank. All right, I'll try.
He tried and was none too successful, but he did get the message across.
Oh, Hank, there's been a killing right here on the ranch, and we slept through it.
Huh? I was coming awake by then, and the word killing sent a jolt clean out to the end of my tail. Who's been killed?
They hit the chicken house, Hank. I don't know how they got in, but they did bust it in there and killed one of those big leghorn hens. Killed her dead, Hank, and oh, the blood!
Well, that settled it. I had no choice but to go back on duty. A lot of dogs would have just turned over and gone back to sleep. But I take this stuff pretty serious. We trotted up to the chicken house, and Drover kept jumping up and down and talking.
I found some tracks down by the creek. I'm sure they belong to the killer, Hank. I'm just sure they do.
What kind of tracks?
Coyote.
We reached the chicken house, and sure enough, there was the hen lying on the ground. And she was still dead. I walked around the body, sniffing it good and checking the signs. I noticed the position of the body and memorized every detail. The hen was lying on her left side, pointing towards the northeast, with one foot out and the other one curled up under her wing. Her mouth was open, and it appeared to me that she had lost some tail feathers. I'm beginning to see the pattern.
What? Tell me, Hank. Who done it?
Not yet. Where'd you see them tracks? There weren't any tracks around the corpse. Ground was too hard. Drover took off in a run, and I followed him down into the brush along the creek. He stopped and pointed to some fresh tracks in the mud.
There they are, Hank, just where I found them. Are you proud of me?